Yeah. It's almost like biology.
There are about a dozen students sitting at computers in Mark Woodward's classroom. Woodward is one of four teachers at K-High who help students taking online classes. The classes are offered by a company called Edgenuity. They range from core subjects like English to electives like health science. Cheyenne Savage shows me the website where she takes all four of her classes.
This one, it's a science class I'm taking. Like, there's the target completion that means, like, how much you're supposed to have done. And then it tells you the day you started and then when you're expected to be done with the class.
Cheyenne is a former Revilla student, now Fast Track, which means she takes all online classes. She was behind in school, but she's catching up by taking a year's worth of courses online in just one semester.
If a student is like me and decided to slack off earlier in high school, this is pretty much a second chance if you're really wanting to graduate.
With online classes, Cheyenne can choose how much work she does each day. If she wants to, she could earn a half credit in a week with hard work. Through traditional classes at K-High, you earn a half credit for a semester-long class.
Factors promoting effective relaxation include being in a quiet environment, using a mental...
Across the table from Cheyenne, K-High senior Lizzie Riley is working on her psychology class. Lizzie started out taking classes online her sophomore year.
Well, at the end of my freshman year, I got pregnant, and so I went and I did the first semester of, like, normal school at K-High, and then I couldn't do it anymore because I was due, and so I had to do something, and I didn't really want to go to Revilla, so I did Fast Track. I was able to finish a whole semester in about 2 months and was able to stay caught up with my class and do even more classes than I really need.
Now Lizzie is back at K-High. She's taking two classroom courses, government and medical terminology, and three online classes.
I definitely think I learned better online because in the psychology class, I was learning about, I think it was something about the eye, and in my medical terminology class, we were learning about the eye at the same time, and I didn't completely understand it in the medical class, but once I learned it on here, I completely understood it, and it helped me a lot.
We're shifting. We started with credit recovery, and now it's called, you know, a lot of it's credit advancement, you know, and so that's how our numbers, I think, are increasing, is because we're pulling more of that K-High base.
That's teacher Mark Woodward. Here's one of those K-High students he's talking about.
Well, I just finished learning about burns and, like, the degrees of burns and how to treat them. Now I'm moving on to muscle groups, muscle systems.
Maddie Robinson is a K-High junior. Personal wellness is her only online class this semester. She's taking it to free up room in her senior year schedule.
If you're ahead, like me, I'm a good 20% ahead right now, and if I wanted to, like, you got a big test coming up or something, or you didn't finish your homework for your next class, you know, you can finish it, you can work on it right now, and it's just kind of like at your own pace, and you can just do it when you want, and if you're ahead, then you have a few days to, you can just kind of relax.
Working at your own pace. That's one of the reasons students say they take online classes. They say it gives them more flexibility in their schedule. They can do a lot of work 1 week and no work at all the next, depending on what else they have happening in their school, home, or work life. It's also helpful for students who struggle keeping up with certain subjects, like junior Alan Bowler.
I realized that I wasn't doing really good in the English classes with the teachers, and a lot of them, they go pretty fast-paced, and most of the time I like to go my pace, and so once I found out about this, I joined it as fast as I can, and now I'm ahead in credits.
Alan was reading about Robert Frost on the computer when I talked to him. He says if he had to take English in a classroom setting, he would probably fall behind or even fail. For all the students who take online classes, there is a teacher at K-High there to support them.
Oh, for every class we do, because I teach language arts and electives. Dave teaches the math, science, and the social studies. Allegra Machado does mainly our CTE careers, game design, image design and editing. And then my wife teaches the Spanish part.
Mark Woodward is referring to Dave Mitchell and Lee Woodward. Those teachers also grade the tests and essays the online students write and keep track of their progress. In 2011, Alaska's Learning Network, or ACLIN, asked the Ketchikan teachers to serve as support for high school students taking online classes throughout Alaska. That means that Mr. and Mrs. Woodward, Mitchell, and Machado check the quizzes and grade the essays of students not just in Ketchikan, but in Dillingham, Haines, Klawock, and more. Each year, the number of ACLIN students taking Edgenuity courses increases, and so does the number of Ketchikan students opting to learn online. This past fall semester, there were about 150 Ketchikan students taking online classes.
Our numbers, when we've offered it to K-Hi, has like doubled each year. So we're thinking it's going to be huge.
This summer, ACLIN is sending the Ketchikan teachers to AP training. So next year, students will likely be able to take online versions of Advanced Placement English, Spanish, and Psychology. AP Spanish and Psychology will be new offerings for Ketchikan students. So will other online electives like Nursing Assistant and Engineering Design. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.